You're listening to Advice Line with Roy Masters. Call Roy at 1-800-866-8883.
Oh, this is the brand new program, isn't it? Okay, we have an hour together, and I have a voice that is not mine. So I do the best I can. Let me give you the number to call. 800-866-8883. 800-866-8883. Now, the reason I'm giving you the call, because I'm asking you to have the courage to call me. I have spent 1 hour, just the last hour, telling you that emotion will kill you. Now, Mr. Spock, I think that was his name. I watched it many years ago. He was credited to saying that I have no emotions. That's why he could see so clearly. And then I don't know what the rest of the human crew was called, but it's too far back. I'm not taking care of what the program is about. It's what the program is all about. And I meet my ears pricked up when the person with the pointed ears, what's his name? Do anybody know the name of Mark? I wish, Mr. Spock. He says, you couldn't run a show. Who was the captain of the ship? Captain Kirk. Thank you. I'm getting a little helped because my memory goes. It's not that interesting, but it was interesting because of the emotions factor. You couldn't put the emotion in. What was the first name? What did he say? What's the name of the guy again? I forgot quickly. Mr. Spock. And then what's the other one? Captain Kirk. Yes, Captain Kirk was a human. And the other one was a sort of semi-human, the one with the pointed ears. And you couldn't put the label of emotion was bad. Emotion is good as far as the story goes. Emotion makes you human. It's actually not so. And how many think that emotions are normal? Well, do you understand that you're controlled by your emotions? And anybody who knows how to control those emotions, which I know how to do, I can make you better or I can make you worse at my pleasure, right on this radio program. So the minute you start to get upset, you'll say to yourself, I'm not going to listen to that guy. You won't. You're quite too, just for a little while. But a week goes by, a month goes by, and you have anxiety and fear, and then my voice will come in your head, and you come back to me. That doesn't mean to say you're going to get better. Well, now you put me on a pedestal. That's even worse. You don't dare put a human being on a pedestal. Wow. So if you put me on a pedestal that makes you feel good, oh, I do send him some money. That's not going to do you any good, too. I can use it. I don't care where your money comes from. So I don't know who you are. So I can't discern what it is. It's money. I will just use it to help people. But you see, if you put me on a pedestal, how many people got put me on a pedestal? That's how they set me up to fail. But I don't fail. You fail. You put me on a pedestal thinking if I send him money, he can help me. I'm not one of those people. I say no. You can't put me on a pedestal. I'm an ordinary man. But I'm extraordinary in the sense I have him inside me. That's where you should be. You Christians should have that. But you Christians really don't know what I'm talking about. Many of you Christians don't like what I'm saying. Because your Christianity involves emotion. So you've got thousands of different versions of hypocrisy or religiosity in the name of religion, in the name of Jesus. Jesus wasn't upset, angry. He wasn't angry when he threw the money changers out of the temple. There was a certain anger. There's a good anger, the Bible says, about anger. Yes. be angry and sin not. See, it was changed from one to the other. I couldn't find the right words for the moment. I mean, don't go away. Go back.
The foundation of human understanding teaches an observation exercise, often called meditation, which permits you to become objective toward your problems and allows your heartaches, bad habits, fears, and anxieties to be completely eliminated from your life without effort on your part. Until you have begun to practice this exercise, much of what you see and hear on the following program may be shocking and upsetting to you. But if you will listen calmly and with an open mind, you may discover the key to the peace of mind and joy for which you've been searching all of your life. And now, from the foundation of human understanding, here is Roy Masters.
So my subject matter and the other part of the subject matter is, first of all, emotions will kill you. All the illnesses and all the suffering you have is caused by emotion. Emotion is energy field. Emotions will kill you. They will destroy you. They will give you a sense of worthless worth. And you become addicted to worthless worth. And every high is a new low. Every time the high is a new low, the lower you sink away from God, the more pain you feel. And then you think your conscience is your enemy and you go to the pusher, the drugstore, or you go to drinking, etc. Or some form of excitement that lifts you up and makes you feel what you're really not. See, feel good about yourself. Willful. The whole program was yesterday, today was willful. I'm playing with my microphone, excuse me. So now, with willfulness is an energy field, and people can get caught up in it. And willfulness can have another side to it. It could be cruel, or it could be sympathetic to your situation, the one it often creates. But if it doesn't create it, it will find a person who will appease for approval, and therefore make them their slave. But the slave doesn't know he's a slave. The slave doesn't know she or he is a slave, and enjoys the pleasure of the person that looks like they're loving them. All they do is embolden their slavery to the bully, who will eventually take everything they have and walk away until you die. And one of the reasons for cancer is people giving in their life force to bullies, who just give the shirt off their back, and they say, "Isn't she such a nice person? And she's always radiating goodness and sweetness." Anytime you see a person like that, he's not sweet at all. He's addicted to some kind of parasite. Parasitic people. I have a friend who's an attorney, and then a bully is a bully for his boss. I said, "Do you understand?" I won't say who the name is. I just have to make something up in a minute. But this is really, I like this person, but he has a problem with his head, and he has to sleep a lot. And I said to him, "My friend, you can't let this person do this to you. you see, because the more he's got, has to sleep a lot. He has to sleep a lot because his energy gives out. And so the more energy gives out, the more he has to sleep to recover. And things are going on inside the head. But you see, the person who gives up the energy to another person is likely to cause, if something other than something other than death. So if he escapes the death in other things and continues getting love in all the wrong places and drawing love in all the wrong places, you eventually give your life, and that's called cancer. You give all your immune system. That's what happens. The other diseases the same way. You have a child that is upset with his mother, and she's very persnickety. She upsets him, she upsets him, she upsets him, and pretty soon he goes crazy. He loses his mind. And there's a name for those different kinds of diseases that children can't breathe. And there's a hormone involved. It begins with an A. I can't remember what it is right now. But it's the energy that causes one to run and fight. And if every time he gets upset, adrenaline. There it is, adrenaline. And so the adrenaline seeps away. Every time the child hates his mother, let's say it's the mother. And the adrenaline in them naturally drains away. And then he's angry, but then his mother says, "There, there, son, we love you." And that makes him even more angry because he knows he feels angry towards his mother for being so nice because he can't say no to her. And that makes him resentful. And it makes him feel guilty. He's a little kid. And so he has these spasms. And they take him to the doctor and put his brain on in surgery to see what's going on inside. There's nothing wrong with him. It's the mother. So there are two reasons for these particular diseases, the cancer type and the one that I just explained. It has many other variations to it. They all have different names. But they're all the same thing, little child giving up the energy of adrenaline. Until there is no more adrenaline in him, then he can't breathe. And you have to have something to stimulate, giving adrenaline basically back so he can breathe. But it's the bitch mother. "Hello, bitch mother. You have a kid?" "Yes." "And do you needle him? You mother him too much?" "See, yes, you do." "And so you're the one that's sick. You're feeding on that kid's love, obedience to you. He hates the you like poison. But he looks so innocent, because he is." So you have a school, you have surgeries and hospitals for little children who are dying from this. And all the doctors need to know is how to love those kids. They love them, of course, in their own way. Not divine love. It's kindness and goodness. And I'm not complaining to the doctor, because if the doctor has a quality that was like a father that he didn't have, for which reason he had the father he did have, a mother he did have. So the mother always looks like really concerned for the child. And everybody has pity for that. So it must be terrible to see your child this way, having cancer. But I tell you, you see, you don't like what I'm saying. You got hospitals, you got half the country of kids are broken, at least in these ways. And you see these innocent kids suffering. And you see the innocence there. And the doctors doing the best they can. What are you doing to your... Are you loving your son to death? You're obligating him to love you? He is not born for him to love you. He's born to love God, not you. You're the one that's supposed to extend love, which means freedom. So when he does something naughty, you're gentle, calm. You don't get angry with him. You don't push him. You don't shock. That's what you need. Shock. Call me. I dare you to call me. Any doctor in the children's hospital wouldn't dare call. He'd lose his job. But he knows it's right, don't you, doctor? Are you listening to me? America, are you listening to me? Are emotions good? The doctor taking care of the cancer in your children could be doing the same thing to the child. We're feeling good, making the child feel good. And the child is still giving up life force to the doctor. And the doctor loves his job because he loves little children, but he really doesn't know he's eating them. And so some children get past that. They grow up. I had a very nice experience. I had, bought some tires for a car. And they drove me home. And the gentleman that drove me home, I saw he was different from all others. He was only 20, he's 21. But he was very mature for his age. We had a nice talk. And he said, I come from a terrible home, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. He said, but used to get angry, but now I've learned. So he doesn't listen to my prayer. Oh, he said, you're Roy Masters. Yes, I heard of you, but I don't listen. I said, well, we're in the same class. See, you discovered it for yourself, like I did. And we had a nice time. I said, you keep going on that road, young man. You'll be just fine. But he said, I've let it go. Good. I don't let people upset me anymore. That's the way. You found the way. You didn't know you had it. All right. Enough of that. I'm almost 89. I don't have much life left as far as I know. But here I am, still on my job. I don't take time off. I don't go to places to just for fun. I'm here every day, Monday through Friday. And I give a Sunday morning talk. And that's my life, is all that. And you say, what a boring life. No, a boring, not a boring life. Because I'm helping people to live. Americans have forgotten how to live in this country. They don't understand the meaning of freedom. You don't understand in your intoxication with anything emotional. If it's a strong emotion, you're going to die from it. Let me tell you just a little story. You take aspirins? Well, aspirins could kill you. Not the aspirin itself, because it could be the beginning of addiction to chemistry. So we have to, if you watch the screen, the videos for medicine, it's everywhere. It's always got a chemical solution to everything. But it will make you live longer, but you will live longer, wronger. And therefore, the medicine could be valuable if it was tempered with wisdom as to, so why am I this way? What have I done to my children? Etc. It could be done, but you cannot live on medicine forever. But you see, medicine makes you live longer, but you live longer with emotion. Those emotions don't go away. And you will go away to hell one day, and it'd be too late. You lived. You die never having lived. I want to prevent this on this program. We cannot lose our country.
You're listening to Advice Line with Roy Masters. Call Roy at 1-800-800-8255. 866-8883.
Is there anybody that would like to talk to me about anything? I'm just giving you little bits and pieces. If you're listening to the first hour, you see I was able to help a person overcome emotion. And giving in, giving in, and giving in, giving in. Once you start giving in to dad or mom, you'll give in to people who have the same flavors. It's simple. And so, you own people, or you're owned by people. And in that sense, there's a string that goes for it is an illness, a disease, or a dis-ease, meaning disease. See, dis-ease, anxiety. It flows through the generations through one man's sin, death through sin, spread through the whole human race. So now we look at the human race, and you go pygmies in Africa, you find people who, in their world, are noble, and you find those who are evil. You can have evil pygmies and good pygmies. You can have good Germans and bad ones. But the tendency for all of us, lacking wisdom, wisdom being held back even from the Bible, there's something missing. It talks about it, but it doesn't really give you what it means to be still and know. And in other words, afterwards is, know that I'm God. Yes, you know about God, but you don't experience him. And you can get on your knees 7 times, 5 times a day, or once a night before you go to sleep. Christian people do that. And say a prayer, and really nothing happens. You're not really going anywhere. It's just a practice. It's a behavioral practice. It doesn't do any good. What you really need is to understand what the Bible is trying to tell you and where it is badly edited. For example, edited means the Lord is my shepherd. No, that's not the one. What is the Lord's Prayer? You remember the Lord's Prayer? I wish I could remember that. Isn't that ridiculous? I'm getting old, I guess. The Lord's Prayer. Can you remember the Lord's Prayer? I can't remember. Can you give me the first two bites? Let me talk to my audience. Can you say the Lord's Prayer? Can you say it to me so I can remember it, because it just disappeared from my mind just for a minute? But it has in it, lead us not into temptation. All I can remember this part. The rest of it's fine. The part I would want you to focus on is the translation as follows. Lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. Can somebody tell me what's wrong with that? Come on. 800-866-8883. You want me to tell you? God doesn't lead you into temptation. Lead us away from temptation. Don't you see what you're saying? It cannot be right. Can it? Put your mind on this just for a moment, so that little things, see, if you don't grasp this little thing, and say, oh my goodness, that makes sense. Lead us not into temptation. That's the way. Lead us away from temptation. Lead us away. Not lead us into temptation. Not lead us into temptation. See, he doesn't lead you into temptation. That's an important word. Now we can come back to, what does it mean to, for what is, where is redemption coming from? What is redemption? Redemption awaits every human being that ever lived. It awaits them. It's their birthright. Because you see, when children come into the world differently, from Adam. He willfully, there's the word willful, he willfully listened to his woman and he ate the fruit. Then he did one thing, one more thing. He made an excuse like that. You know, the dog did it, or Johnny made me do it. Now, how many people, listen carefully, I want to show you your mesmeric can't find the word, but there's a mesmeric attitude that poses for an excuse. How many people make an excuse? Put up your hand, because it's nearly everybody. And what do you think an excuse is? A lie. You are lying. When you make an excuse, you are acting out something deep within you that has come through the generations, and you don't like to admit you're wrong, and therefore you feel upset. And then deep down inside you, you're looking for an excuse. And it either comes to you and you make excuses for yourself, and sort of it seems like you're making excuses for yourself, but something is giving you that excuse. Like the classic one. And the classic one is, Johnny made me do it. And in Japanese it's, that means, Johnny made me do it. It's the same in every language. You don't have the championship to have it, the best one. They're all the same. Every person who loses faith, every person who loses faith by making excuses, you will lose your faith. Instead of saying, yes, I see what I did wrong, that's good enough. That is because you have the light. But there's a part of you that doesn't want you to know the light. And you can inherit that part from your parent. And it's usually your parent that doesn't really know how to bring up a child because he wasn't brought up as a good child, as a child should be brought up when they were young, so they're doing to you. So if somebody was mean to you, then you make up your mind you're going to be the best mom. Let's make it from that point. You're going to make it. When I grow up, I'm going to be the best mom. The trouble is you don't know what good is. So you tend to spoil your children and think of that as good. I'm not going to do to my children what was done. So what you're doing is just as much degrading, just as much temptation, and taking the child's freedom away because you don't know what good is. The knowledge of good is just the same as the knowledge of evil. So you can read the Bible till kingdom come, and it won't. It will never come if you read the Bible word by word and stand on the stage and have a round of applause because you how much you know about the Bible. All you got is a bunch of words, and you haven't, but you act like a Christian, just in front of everybody when you get home. Look at your home life. So, I'm just talking to Americans. Are you listening to me, America? Emotion will kill you. Emotion that what you think is love, when a man falls in love with a woman, he falls from love, from what love is all about. Have you ever heard that said that way? That's the case. When you fall in love, you fall from what love is all about. I'll be back in a minute. So you don't really need to call me, but it would be good if you did. Because if you call me with a symptom, that is killing you. I just want to talk, remind me, producer, remind me about this, the aspirin. I mentioned the aspirin that could lead you to temptation. Just an aspirin. I'll show you what it, how it works. Would you remind me when I come back? Because I may forget. Okay, Jose, thank you very much. So let me just tell you. Emotions, I don't want you to belong to anything. You can belong to people who are nice to you. But what if there's a politician nice to you and give you nice things and make you feel comfortable and you think of that as good, but they're making you dependent so that all your worth is a vote. That's all you're worth. And they can breed you for that, can't they? That's what they do in the inner cities. And where do you get the inner cities? Democrats. Therefore, Democrats represent evil. You don't want to belong to anything, because if you belong to any group or club, if you belong to somebody, if you belong to your dog, if you belong to anything, you cannot belong to God. He is the first thing. You have to belong to Him. Don't put me on a pedestal, because that's dangerous. Because then you send me money, which I shall use fruitfully to help people. But you'll find that you'll never, 20 years from now, you'll be listening to me and sending money, and you got worse. And then you can curse me, but it then be your own fault. Because I keep saying, do not put me on the pedestal. Because if you do, I become a drug. You become addicted to me and my program. I don't want you to be addicted to my program. I want you to be free. I want you to be free to do what freedom is meant for. And you cannot live a life of real purpose. Seek first the kingdom of God, and all other things will be added. See, you tend to unconsciously, when you're broken and you're demoralized, the story of your life gets turned over to the dark side of you. And then you begin to, the more you try to do things right, the more it becomes wrong. And then the willful person makes it go right. You see, and there is a problem there, because the more you try to make people right, and they become, go along with you, because they really don't know how to say no, then it's, you're doing that, you're emboldening that person, but it looks like love. And when you, in another case, when you fall in love with a woman, you're falling in love. You're falling from what love is all about. I want somebody just to talk to me about this. But you're all cowards. You either appreciate it or you hate me for it. Good. One gets better. The other one drops dead soon, one day. Good riddance to bad rubbish. Be right back.
Listening to Advice Line with Roy Masters. Call Roy at 1-800-866-8883.
I'm talking about emotions and dying from them. We have a caller right now, and I will speak to her with a problem, and I swear to you that, let me talk about the you forgot to talk to me about, remind me of the medicine, the aspirin, yes. Maybe you have seen the videos on your television set of a master in school, a teacher in school, taking two aspirins And I forgot the name of the brand. I forget. Doesn't matter. But it's a little story where you see this person taking the two aspirins and then going back to the work of dealing with the kids. And then you got the mother who throws her hands up and she takes two aspirins. She's got a headache, and she takes some aspirins. Those who make the aspirins have created this aspirin as a cure for what cannot be cured by aspirins, emotional states. So when you get upset with your kids and you take an aspirin, it could be turning into other painkillers. It could be the beginning of trying to find relief in other chemistries, or more relief with stronger doses of headaches, which caused by emotion. Emotion piles out and it's in your head. The energy's in your head. And it's talking to you. It's distracting you. You feel anxiety. You take an aspirin and it seems to do better. Then you have to take 4. And then you've got a headache. And then you have to take 10, but then you can't do 10, so you have to go to something stronger, and so on. But everything that gives you a sense of betterness is encouraging you to be worse. That's the way it works. So that's why you see on your television all these different remedies, because they offer different remedies for different behaviors. If you all have those same behaviors, it wouldn't make any money. So you all have various behaviors exactly alike. But you may think it's just you. Only you think this way. No, you're going along a path. And that path can begin with aspirins. Aspirins are good. It's a good medicine in a proper way. But you'd end up living longer. Better living through chemistry. You die having never lived. You get it. You don't just try to keep alive and to feel better and better, better and better and better when you're getting sicker and sicker and sicker because you feel better and better and better. And it's called addiction. You can be just as addicted to your doctor as to the pusher. They're giving you the same thing. They don't kill you right away. They make you feel better. You see, and it's easy to get. You can't get drugs from the doctor, so you just get it from the dope pushers. You're the dope, and you're the pushover. Wouldn't it be nice if we could all live without all that pain and suffering? I had to go through all pain. I'm still going through pain. I still will have to suffer. Things go wrong with your family, and they get married, you know, and then what you've shown them disappears. Oh, I fall in love. Oh, I fall in love. What I want you to do is fall out of love with me as you listen. In other words, I don't want you to have a feeling for me. I want you to have no feeling for anybody. But that doesn't mean what it sounds like. So if somebody gives you a gift, you could look intuitively. You know what intuition is? You can look and sense that that person wants something which would cause you to say no thank you. But if you take it, oh thank you, with emotion, yeah, let have a lift. That person has got inside you, and he will come and he will ask you for something, and you will have to give it, thinking that you're doing it on your own. It's just you. It's you doing it. No, he is obligated. When that feeling of being better. Oh, thank you. That emotional feeling. What you should do is thank you. It's very kind. That's it. If the person is disturbed by that, he won't give you any more because he will give to get. And it's like catching fish. You give him a little fish. I've been away from fishing for such a long, I can't give the names of one.
a sardine.
And bang, you catch a big fish.
And the bigger the bait, the bigger the reward for the pusher, the pushover. Now, I'm going to talk to my callers, 800-866. I want to talk to Christina. I can talk, you know, like a all night. I don't like to talk all night to myself. But this is not a subject you appreciate, because people of emotion can see evil as good. And people who are also emotional can also can have a religion that makes them feel better. Typical of Christianity, which it shouldn't be. Christianity is the most beautiful, it's the fulfillment of Judaism. It's a fulfillment. I'm Jewish, but Jesus is Jewish, so I always keep saying with a little smile on my face, I said, Jesus is a rabbi. He is the ultimate rabbi, the savior. So why not? Why not have him as a rabbi than an ordinary rabbi? Yeah, ordinary rabbi can't do anything much for me, and your preacher can't do much for you. I can do a lot for you if you listen. I'm talking to your soul. I never stop. I always find a way of weaseling in there, so that in a nice way. But the point is, the nice and the good way is disturbing to the wicked. And so when it disturbs the wicked, they get worse. But not intentionally do they get worse. Not do I intentionally just talk to people out there so they get worse. I speak truth, and the truth is painful to the wicked. That's the way it should be. So they tend to be angry at me silently. But that is going round and round instead of me going round and round. They are going round. They're digesting what I just put, the good I put in them. That's one. On the other hand, several days can go by, and the truth is there, tormenting them. It does torment. It does torment you. When you finish me talking about what I've said, every word I've said is meant to upset you. Meant to upset you in the sense is to turn you around the other way. It could be emotion to begin with, but then you will see something, but because you're coming towards me and not running away from me or becoming more angry, but it comes to a point where you would begin to experience terrible pain and anxiety. And the tendency is to run away or fight me. I can't take it from there, because there's some things that I really shouldn't go into this area with this. There's a lady waiting. And maybe we'll continue with Christine, who's calling about emotions. So let's have a nice discussion with Christine. Hello, Christine. Are you still there?
Yes, I am, Roy. Thank you so much.
It's nice clear voice. Go ahead.
Oh, good. Yes, I appreciate everything that you have. I just appreciate your life. And I know that it's not you. I know that you've been blessed. And thank you for sharing that blessing with the rest of the world. I'm very grateful. I wanted to talk to you about just the years that I've been listening to you and how something will click. And I'm sure you've been saying that, but it hasn't clicked until recently.
Yes, I understand that. Yeah, I do understand
that. About emotion. I didn't know. I really didn't realize how much. I had no idea you've been saying this. I'm sure you're this whole time, but I didn't realize this, the pool and the exhaust and how it can weaken the immune system.
Absolutely.
When emotion is exerted.
Yes.
I didn't know. I really didn't know.
Emotions will always kill you. I always kill other people. See, they don't have the same emotion as you do, because emotions can make you feel good like God, and then it can make you evil and make you see evil as good and good as evil. And so both
are wrong. I had hyperthyroid problems with my thyroid, and I started, you know, changing my diet, looking at emotions, et cetera, and everything was fine. And, you know, I went into remission. Well, now the thyroid is starting to kind of rear its ugly head again, and I've been looking at my exertion of emotion.
Yes, that's the place to go in the first place.
Yes, yes.
And it's called, exactly. Shall I give you another name for it?
Please.
Resentment. Resentment means to feel again. So you have a car accident, and for the moment you don't realize you're upset because it's just so exciting. The police are there, everything, the sirens, and you go home and it goes round and round in your head, and every time it goes round in your head, you know, explosion of emotions. Can't sleep. You take pills, and there it goes. You can't let it. You begin to hate the person that drove the car.
Wow.
And where? How should it be? I'm sorry. I hope you weren't hurt. Oh, but never mind the cars. I can remember something. A little story might help here. So, I was near. Let me see where I was. In Los Angeles, and near Disneyland, I had a trailer, but I went for walks with my kids and my wife, and one day, somebody got on the car, backed up, didn't know where he was looking, and almost killed one of my kids.
Oh boy!
And then he put it in gear and ran. I ran fast. It was like 60 years ago. And I forget, it's just the small kids. And I jumped on the slide board. They had the board where you can jump on it, and pulled them over. But I wasn't angry with them. He said, "Why aren't you angry?" I said, "It doesn't do any good." He said, "I thought we were going to fight." I said, "No, here's my card. Just don't be emotional and you'll be fine." That's it. That's the way to be it. Emotion doesn't cure anything. It's an opportunity for grace. Okay, Christina, you're beginning to see now, over the years, the little tiny irritation. Have you ever? Let me take you right to the beginning of it. So you have. Let's just say you're facing somebody who's stronger than you, mean. And normally they would frighten you, where you experience some kind of fear to stand up for yourself. Okay. Especially if it's a menacing person, somebody you've never seen before who menaces you. If you have understood what I've said, this is the moment where you will feel the following. On the left side of your body, the left side, just below the ribs on the left, where the heart is, and go down a little bit where the soft tissue is, you'll feel a little zzz, you'll feel like a little tiny electrical buzz. Have you ever felt that?
I've never felt that.
Okay, now you
not
will
feel. Not to my knowledge.
Now, wait. Now, I've just mentioned something to you, because if a situation can come soon, and it will, look in the eyes of the bully, and you will all of a sudden start to feel that you are giving in, because you have a little zzz, little feeling in the left side of yourself, below the left ribs, in the soft part, there's a little feeling that tells you that you're this fear, a little resent, like a door opens, And the daughter,
I feel that more in my, like my intestines, my stomach.
That's what it is. That's the stomach area. On the left.
Oh, got
a little
it.
Bit.
Okay, yes. Yes, I know. Yes, I
okay.
have felt that.
That is that's the resentment. But that resentment is deeper than resentment. It represents a realm that's opening a door and letting emotions of good and evil in. Good emotions are good feelings. Bad emotions are bad feelings. And either one of them will kill you. We'll stop right there.
Listening to Advice Line with Roy Masters. Call Roy at 1-800-866-8883.
I will return to Christina in just a minute. I need you to support my program because I can make you a better person. If you're a Christian and a good person, you may not be good enough for what is about to happen. You must be perfectly good. Jesus said it, don't listen to your preacher. Don't listen to him. He's a liar. Jesus says something like, become perfect as your Father in heaven is perfect. Now, it does not mean to say you become perfect all at once. There's a perfect moment. I'm asking my caller, Christina, because I experienced it many, 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 many years ago. I had to see what it is later. It's the door opening to the dark side of the force and the two emotions that war with God. Knowledge of good, knowledge of evil. The knowledge of good is just as bad as the knowledge of evil. So if you think of yourself as a good person and you love others, you're actually enslaving them or being enslaved by them. That's all there is to it. Nothing should make you feel anything. And that does not mean to say that you're a bad person. It means to say that God will take away those emotions that will give you the nature of an animal in conflict with the human side of you. And therefore that human nature becomes a demoralizing nature. Having become demoralized itself, it turns around and demoralizes others, doing to others what you've done to them. Not doing unto others as you would have them, because you can't do that. You do not understand what it means to be still and know. And so once you've learned, discover the stillness and the God that takes away both emotions so that you're not feeling right or feeling bad, feeling good or feeling bad, guilt, 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 guilt. No. He takes that away, and he flows his life force through you into the person that's trying to bully you. And he cannot bully you, and you cannot feel a feeling, but he feels a feeling, but you don't. There's something coming through the air, something invisible, is going through the clean pipes of your visibility. See, and so it meets the temptation. Emotional temptation to love, to hate. Love is not love, and hate is hate. And so, I remember that moment of fear, and now I'm talking to Christina. Christina, I remember a big person looking at me and creating a little feeling, a little buzz, in what we were talking about, in the stomach. Just a little zzz like that. The door opens.
Yes.
See, that's what's happening. And more is coming through.
Right.
More energy, more good feelings and bad feelings. But God takes all that away and gives you everything of himself so long as you forgive, let go.
My God.
See, that person does not know what he's doing.
Do you know, Roy, I heard you on the phone the other day somebody called you and said that he had something, I think it was diabetes, and his foot had to be amputated. And in this moment, you asked him, you said, are you meditating? And he said, yes. And you told him, are you meditating because you want your foot back or because of your foot?
That's right.
Bingo. Bingo.
Yes, it's the wrong
thing. In that moment, I said, my God, that's why I'm meditating.
It's all about him.
I meditate because it's all about me. I thought I'm meditating because of it's all about me.
Yeah, but meditation is all about you giving life, giving yourself to God and fulfilling trials and tribulations. Everything bad happens for good. Even the bad things are happening to me right now. It will happen to make me a better person. That's it. I look forward to a good fight, don't you see?
Yes.
I always win because I don't lose my cool. There's going to be some, but this is an accumulation of little things. And so let me just go back to what I missed to say, tell you. So in that moment, I thought I was afraid. I looked at that person's eyes, felt that little feeling there, but it wasn't fear. The person backed away. It happened several times, and the person backed away. I said, wow. So I thought I was afraid. But the disease disappears. It becomes, you notice it, and you give your attention to it, because you're feeling so, but your eyes are still looking at the person who's causing the fear, and that goes away. And when it goes away, you've almost found, you're beginning the journey of Paradise Lost. In other words, nothing can touch you again after that moment. It's a magical moment. It's not easy to explain. I thought I was afraid, but I wasn't, because the fear wasn't there. My eyes were doing something through my eyes, and my body was doing something to that person. I don't have that anymore, because I'm full of what he is. The more I love, the more I forgive a person, knowing that he, of himself, he could not do anything. Understand, everybody who's evil, you don't have to know if they're evil or not, whether they will deserve your graciousness. It has nothing to do with that. You do it anyway. So you can't tell him if he's a psychopath or a sociopath that wants to be a killer. He can't touch you. But you see, you must not, you can't say he's good, you can't say he's evil, because you really don't know. You can't read everything in his life. The only thing you can do when you're in a contest like that is to look at them quietly and not let them get to you. And don't give them any sympathy. Just be what's coming through you. That's all. But it's time for me to go. Are you okay, Christina?
Thank you. Of course I am.
Let's help.
You're still here.
Okay. God bless you. Ladies and gentlemen, could you support my program on Facebook? I need to get 50 million, 60, no, what is it? I need 20 million people. I can stop the civil war. I have the skills that I have honed for the last 53, 55 years on radio alone. I know how to win a war. I could be the spiritual general that's missing. I love Christianity. Christianity may not like me, because they're not good enough. They're good, but not good enough. Your belonging to a church doesn't save you. Their belonging to me won't save you. I'm trying to free you from me and everything that you think you own, but which owns you. Good night, and have a good evening. Support my program, Post Office Box 1000, Grants Pass, Oregon 97528.